As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? You also signed a covenant for this church, and do you promise to fulfill all the expectations therein? I will. Now, if you would make your way through your families and face the congregation. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and perfect them in love, and show them how a true family of God stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all. Amen. Let us pray. Savior, giver, and keeper of all life, once again you have taken the substance of earth in your hands, fashioned it in your likeness, and given it the breath of life. We give you thanks for the birth and the life of each one of these youth. As we celebrate this decision in their life, we marvel at the spiritual journey they will take with you, Lord, a journey filled with faith in the midst of mystery, hope in the midst of life's challenges, and love calling them to serve. Guide them as they grow in faith. Let your peaceful assurance rest upon their family. Gently remind them of your strong presence and sure guidance. Help this church community be a good and Christ-like influence in their life, so that they may come to know you personally and trust you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone together says, Amen. Please be seated. One thing I want to lift up before we move to our communion service. If you noticed in that, not only did the confirmands, now members, promise to be faithful members and to support the community of faith, you also did as well. And I think it's very important, family members of the confirmands, I think it's very important that you understand that that is what I strongly believe and I understand traditionally the church is about, is loving and supporting the folks who are in the membership of this church, and just knowing that you are lifted up in prayer each and every day. And we thank you, parents and guardians, that you allow the church to be that in your youth's lives. And church, we need to make sure we remember that that is our role in their life as well, is to lift them up in prayer, to guard them when they need to be guarded, when they don't have the strength themselves to guard their hearts and their lives. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for us to step in those times and be there for them.